Hello, Anchor. It's Ivy the Happy Whisk, and today it's content versus consumption. So consumer versus content creator, I am both. I am both a content creator and a consumer. By consumer, I mean someone who goes on to a social media platform like Instagram or MeWe and views things. And I look at what I scroll. I scroll and I look at stuff and I comment and I have fun and I meet new people. And that is me as a consumer. Then there's the content creator. The person who is in the kitchen making the videos or at the computer making clip art, doing videos, cartoons, photography, that sort of thing. The two of them for me are two separate things. And it helps me to view them that way because the content is queen. I know people say king, but I'm a chick, so I'm going to say queen. Content is queen. I have to do that first. I have to create whatever it is that I think that I need to do that day, whether I'm shooting an applesauce video or maybe I'm doing a podcast like I am right now. Whatever it is that needs to get done, for me, it comes first. And it has to come first. And so then I share it and I do the artwork to clip it up there and get it out there and share it on the platforms. That has to come first. I need to do that first. Consumption comes later. Sometimes I am fortunate enough to get to consume at the same time that I'm out there sharing something, but sometimes I don't get to at all. And the reason I bring this up is because back in the day, not even that long ago, but back before MeWe, I would have a hard time publishing a new something on a platform because I said to Tim, I didn't get to go look at everyone's stuff yet. I didn't get to read everyone's stuff. It's been a couple weeks. I haven't been on there. I can't just publish something. You know, no one's going to want to look at it. I haven't even done anything. You know, I haven't given anything back to them. And Tim's like, you can't think that way. You got to publish it either way. And he's right. I can't think that way. So I changed my thinking. I went into my hard drive and went boop, 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 boop. And I rearranged things and I figured out he was right. I can't think that way. Content has to come first for me. Get it out there. And once I started doing it that way and viewing them separately, it changed the game for me because it freed me up to just get the work done that I needed to get done. And then I go out there and share it. And there are some days that I don't get to go out and read everyone's MeWe posts, YouTube pages, Blogger. Especially Blogger, I'm the most behind on, and Instagram the most behind on. But that no longer factors into my decision of what work I get done and what work I share. And that's a huge difference, and it's a very freeing place to be. It's not that I don't care, because I do. I really enjoy the platforms. I really enjoy being social. I really enjoy getting to know people. I like it a lot. But it's like when we're kids and we have to do our homework before we watch, I don't know, Happy Days. Whatever you watched. I watched Charlie's Angels and Happy Days. Thank you very much. And you know, homework had to come first. Well, this is the same way, the same thing, the same thinking. You know, the work comes first and then we play. And that's how I view it. And because I separate it now so well, it is definitely one compartment and two compartments. And now that I have that, I enjoy both even more. Because when I'm creating and I'm getting the work out there, I'm focused on that. I'm editing. I'm doing that. Don't get me wrong. There are days that I don't want to edit. And if you are on my text messaging, you know that sometimes there's days that I don't want to edit. And I will text you, I don't want to edit. So there is that. But because I've separated the two, the creation and the consumption, it's made me really, really enjoy consuming a lot more. And I have fun with it. And I get to go out and see what people are up to. And it's a hoot. But it's separate now. And I don't know if anyone else is struggling with that. If you're struggling with the position of, I want to share this, but I also am getting inundated with stuff that I need to read. I can only tell you what Tim told me. The work has to get published. That has to come first. You got to do that first. And you can adopt that or not. I did, and it's really made a big difference. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to podcast about. And still, Smoochy Face is not home. This podcast, I have so many podcasts now in the hopper, just waiting for the weekend. So, hey, that's cool. I'm a little bit ahead. Normally, I like to get up on that day and then podcast whatever's going on. But everything is ready, and I'm just waiting for him. So I thought, I got these ideas floating around in my head. Because as I'm cleaning up the kitchen and getting lunch ready and getting packing my bag, his bag's already packed, ideas are coming. And I'm like, whoop, I got a microphone. No one's home. Let me finish it up. So that's what I did. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk. You can find me on youtube.com/thehappywhisk. I'm here right here at Anchor. Or just drop me in your search engine, The Happy Whisk. I will come up because I am, as I say, all over the internet. And I'm also Ivy's Test Kitchen at youtube.com/Ivy's Test Kitchen. And lastly, you can email me at ivy@thehappywhisk.com. That's it for me. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you in the next podcast. Whisk out. Can't even say my name. Whisk out. Over and out. Bye.